This episode of the Golf Unfiltered podcast is brought to you by WorldwideGolfShops.com. Be sure to go out to WorldwideGolfShops.com for all of your equipment, apparel, and accessory needs. They've even got training aids. They've got all the great stuff from all the brands that you hear on our podcast every week. So once again, that is WorldwideGolfShops.com.
You're listening to the Golf Unfiltered podcast, your source for in-depth interviews with the biggest names, brands, and personalities in golf. Our mission? To keep you informed and help you enjoy the game even more. And now, the owner and host of the Golf Unfiltered podcast, Adam Fonseca.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back with another Golf Unfiltered podcast. I am your host, as always, Adam from golfunfiltered.com. You can follow me all over social media at golfunfiltered. Send us an email, golfunfiltered@gmail.com. Hello to our friends, as always, at thehackersparadise.com, where you can also listen to this episode there and get involved in the conversation on their member forum. And, of course, hello to our friends over at Cleveland and Srixon Golf. You guys know I'm playing their equipment throughout the 2020 season. Loving it. It's getting a little bit warmer here, folks. I'm going to be able to get out on the course a little bit more often. Had the chance to do it last Sunday and played pretty well, actually. You know, it feels good to get out there and knock a little bit more rust off. I have the chance to play in Florida a couple weeks prior to that, but it's always different to actually play a home game, you know, to go out there and play a course that you know and maybe play it a little bit further up. Remember, folks, move the tees up. You don't have to play from the tips. But that was the case this week because we had to play up because it's still a little squishy out there. But we had a good time playing it. Today's guest is Mr. Alex DiPaolo of Callaway Apparel. He is a return guest to the show. Alex is just a great interview. He's a great guy to talk to as well. And this is a guy that just loves what he does. You can sense it when you talk to him, not only when, you know, we're on the phone here, but also when you speak with him face to face. He just loves Callaway Apparel. He loves the stuff that they're coming out with, as do I. And I am, call me biased, call me whatever you want. I mean, this is some great stuff, folks. And you know, I reached out to Alex to see if we can get him on to talk about the new spring and summer line. And they did it again. I mean, it's got swing tech. It's super comfortable to wear. It looks great. The styles, then we go into this in the conversation today, the styles look fantastic. And it just, it fits good. And I mean, sadly, apparently that's a lot to ask for some other brands out there. And that's not all brands, of course. I mean, certainly there are some fantastic clothing brands out there. But swing tech in Callaway Apparel's new spring and summer line, I mean, it's just absolutely fantastic. And we go into a lot of detail today on the show. And so sit back, relax. I do want to say I tried another recording service, Zencastr. This is something that was actually introduced to me by a buddy, Chris McEwen. He's got his own podcast, by the way. Go out and listen to Golf Origin Stories on iTunes and Spotify. I believe he has it on there as well. Google also. And he introduced me to Zencastr, which is a new service. I want to try it out today. And so you might hear a couple small audio clips here and there, a little clipping. But I actually kind of like it. It's really easy. Anything that I can do to make it easier for my guests to call into the show, I think that's a win, even if it's a little bit of a they got some bugs they got to work out. But anyway, it did not take away from the conversation that we have today with Mr. Alex DiPaolo of Callaway Apparel.
I know you love the game, even though it drives every single one of us crazy. Hi, this is Bill Hobson, and I host the Four Golfers Network podcast, where we celebrate golf in every way imaginable. You'll hear interviews with the biggest names in the sport, travel features, special contests, and we even take your calls. So after you listen to Adam and Golf Unfiltered, give us a try. Subscribe to the Four Golfers Network podcast, that's F-O-R-E, on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
That's right, folks. We are back, and joining me once again, a repeat guest on the podcast, Mr. Alex DiPaolo of Callaway Apparel. Alex, congratulations on your recent wedding, sir.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. We're about 2.5 weeks in. We're still married, so we're going to call that a success so far. But
we're so good.
Happy yeah, exactly. Always happy to join you and really excited to talk to you about everything we've got going for this year.
Absolutely, sir. And, you know, it's fantastic to have you back on to talk a little bit more about the new spring and summer line from Callaway Apparel. I had the opportunity to try out a few pieces, and I got to say, you know, listeners, you know, I don't say this lightly. I mean, this is fantastic stuff you guys got going on over there. And I know you were on before to talk a little bit about the fall and winter line, as specifically about the outdoor apparel. But this spring and summer stuff is just absolutely top notch, sir. Well done.
Well, thank you very much. And I can't take any credit for it. It's really, you know, our design team, they pay attention to the details. They're out there in, you know, in the market researching. You know, we talked about on our last interview about, you know, the time that they put into developing each season. And, you know, it's really showing in this line, and we're super excited to bring it to all of the consumers. And, you know, especially as the days are getting longer and warmer, that golf season is almost here. Thank goodness we've waited long enough, and you know, we're ready to tee it up.
Yeah. I mean, trust me, it's definitely time to tee it up here. I mean, it's still a little cool here in the Chicago area, but I was able to get out last weekend. I had one of my new polos from Callaway Apparel from the spring and summer collection on. Might have had some sleeves on underneath it. I'll be honest with you. It was still a little chilly.
Totally.
It was absolutely fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we sent you some layering before too, so we got you still sorted out. No worries.
100%. Had the vest on, had everything. It was fantastic. And so what are the things that our listeners and your consumers need to know about the new spring and summer line?
I mean, I guess to start, you know, this is kind of the, you know, year two of what we're calling the new Callaway Apparel. You know, we've talked in, you know, at length in the past about kind of the changes that we've made in terms of our design aesthetic, having a new design team in place, you know, kind of our new fit, our new distribution and pricing strategies, you know, all of the changes that were made, you know, two, three, 4 years ago, that really set us up for kind of this relaunch into what we, you know, are aiming to become and are moving towards today. So this is really season two of the, you know, the revamped new age Callaway Apparel. And I think it's really starting to show and resonate with our customers. You know, and starting with the men's line, you know, we do three, call them deliveries for the spring season, both for men's and women's, that would, you know, consist of new color stories, you know, new designs. And then, you know, overarching stories, about the product lines, I would say would really focus on, you know, for both men's and women's, I would say, bottoms are going to be a big, important piece for us this year. In terms of the men's line, we have an all new short, the Swing Tech Ergo short. So if you're familiar with Swing Tech, we launched that in spring of 2019, mostly was focused on tops. We had a very small offering of two individual short items, but it was not a main focus for us last year. But we did see how that product resonated with consumers, and that technology that was very unique to our product. And so now we are taking that and bringing it into a variety of products for this spring. So it's going to be available in three distinct offerings. It'll be a heather offering that'll come in seven colors. We'll have a textured offering that's kind of a printed on texture in two colors. And then we'll also have a tea print, which is a really cool kind of micro tea print herringbone style. You know, it's very interesting, but, you know, very wearable. That'll come in two colors as well. So we'll have three distinct offerings, all that'll feature, you know, all of the elements that we bring into Swing Tech when it comes to shorts. So that is our Ergo seam construction. That's what makes them new and different. You know, I know that you've gotten a pair in your shipment. And you've seen, you know, the seam construction in that, unlike your standard short, you know, every short that you've worn in the past, the seam would go all the way from the waistband all the way down to the bottom hem.
Right.
When you have that seam in place, that essentially is negating the stretch material that you would be utilizing in the product. So anywhere that you have a seam like that, it's going to restrict stretch. So what our design team was able to do is actually stop that stitch about 2.5 inches below the pocket, so that essentially two-thirds of the short has full four-way stretch, improved range of motion. So it's really being able to utilize that four-way stretch fabric to give you that added range of motion where you need it the most in the golf swing, which is, you know, from the thigh down to the knee. That's where you're going to have the most movement, you know. And then in that place where you don't, we have our refined active waistband, so which allows for 1 to 2 inches of added stretch, plus added comfort, gripper hem. And then all of the shorts as well come with, you know, it's four-way stretch material. It's OptiDry moisture wicking, UPF sun protection, you know, cooling fabric, stretch. So all of those things combined gives you a really, you know, a true performance short offering that comes in a variety of prints, patterns, and colors. So, you know, when we set out to build ourselves a true top-notch performance short line, we knew that we needed to have variety because not everything is for everybody. And also with shorts, once you get into the spring season, you don't only want to wear, you know, gray, black, and navy. You want to have some variety. You want to be able to mix it up. You want to have some bright colors in there, some patterns. So we really have kind of the full gambit of offerings when it comes to this, and all of them having, you know, those few key features that go across the line. So that's something we're really excited about. Just starting to get to market, but you're getting a little bit of a sneak peek. Those will be, you know, truly launching at the end of March as we get into short season. So we're really excited about those. And then just continuing on the men's side, you know, we're really excited in terms of some of the new polo offerings we have. Again, continuing to expand our swing tech offerings. When we started in spring of 2019, I believe we had three of our core essential shirts and one fashion shirt for each of the three deliveries. Now each delivery is made up of about 50% swing tech offerings, and we have five core essential swing tech polo offerings. One of those being our brand new Micro Tattersall. If you know a Tattersall print, you'd probably would know it from a woven shirt, like a button down. Right. It's kind of like that three color, almost like a gingham, but with adding the third color to it. You know, so that's something that is it's understand it. It's super relevant for, you know, the guy. He probably has one in his wardrobe and doesn't even know what it's called. But, you know, we kind of brought, you know, we brought that idea into a polo, just like we have with our, you know, our jacquard and our gingham. That's kind of our solid, non-solid collection. And it's not just your pure basic solid. It has a little bit more texture, a little more visual interest, but it's still super wearable and understandable. And from a distance, it's going to show as a, you know, as a solid shirt. So that's something we brought in and have had really good success with so far.
And one of the things I appreciate the most about what you guys are putting out is just how well everything fits. And you touched on a few things there too, Alex, where, you know, you're talking a lot about style. You're talking a lot about kind of the technology that goes into the design of all the pieces. And for listeners who may not have heard the first time that you were on, Swing Tech essentially, as you described, it allows a little bit more stretch. It allows a little bit more freedom of movement for your golf swing in the areas of the clothing that you're wearing where you need it most. And so, you know, as Alex was describing a little bit about the stitching in the shorts, for example, and as you eloquently put, you know, we need a little bit more motion towards the bottom of our shorts, for example, when we're taking a golf swing. And that's something that maybe is overlooked with other brands, at least as far as I've seen.
Yeah, I think, you know, we want to make product for golfers to play golf in. And that's going to help them look, feel, and play their best, because, you know, it's true. Yeah, look good, feel good, play good. I wholeheartedly believe in that. You know, if you don't have confidence in what you're wearing when you're stepping onto the first tee, that's just one extra thing that can get in your head. And I know that I have a million when I step on the first tee. So if that's one thing that I can get out of my thought process in trying to make contact with a golf ball, that's one less thing I'm worried about for the day.
And that's perfect. And I know that when I step on the course, I mean, I can certainly relate to what you just described. I mean, I want to be able to feel comfortable. I want to make sure that I'm not wearing a polo that I've worn for the last five golf seasons, for example. And I think there's a lot of, certainly male golfers, sorry guys, I mean, we're slobs sometimes. We go out there, we wear the same polos over and over again. There are sometimes when you play with people, they've got holes in their golf clothing. It's embarrassing, fellas. I mean, treat yourself to something here. I mean, you deserve the right to go out and actually look good on the course, regardless of where you're playing. You don't have to play at a private resort. You can go to your local muni and you could still look pretty good doing this. Isn't that right?
Exactly. That's our goal, is to, you know, make product that, you know, is for every golfer. We, you know, I think that kind of goes back to the idea of, you know, you're talking about fit. That's something that we, you know, we pride ourselves in being a true, you know, an authentic classic golf fit. It's not going to be this, you know, super slim fitting, like, you know, this is what every tour player is wearing, because we know most golfers are not shaped like a tour player. They're shaped right, like you and me. So we make product for people that are shaped that way. You know, the regular guy that's going out, we want him to look, you know, look his best and feel comfortable and confident as he steps to the tee. And, you know, we think that the fit of our product is going to really resonate well with that person. And, you know, we see that as people get exposed to it and try it, you know, they come back and they buy seconds and thirds and fourths, because it's high quality, technically superior product that fits very well and it's very understandable. We try to make, you know, it's stuff that's wearable, that's understood by, you know, your average golfer. It's not going to be so over the top loud that you're going to, you know, see somebody mm-hmm. from six holes away. But we do have some styles that if you want to be a little bit louder, you can. If you want to be more understated, you can do that too. You know, we have a lot of variety. And so we try to make products that kind of toe the line on both sides, but are never going to go so far where it's, oh, that's just like every other shirt I've seen, or that is the wildest shirt I've ever seen.
So it sounds like Callaway Apparel, at least with this new line, has kind of found a pocket, so to speak. And you mentioned earlier that this is season two mm-hmm. of your designs, of the styles, of the technology. What feedback have you carried over from season one into this new design?
Well, I think, you know, number one is that Swing Tech was resonating with consumers. Mm-hmm. That message was, you know, was understood by them, and they bought, you know, they were buying the product that had that technology incorporated into it. So we work to continue to advance the number of styles that we built it into, having more offerings, both in our, you know, our fashion deliveries and our core essential product. So really trying to, you know, enhance the overall ability of people to get that and have a variety of styles that incorporate that technology. I think, mm-hmm. you know, from the spring, obviously that's how we built this new shorts program. Which is a big piece for us, and, you know, building off of having two individual items versus an entire shorts line, all, you know, featuring this Ergo Seam technology. I think that was really important. I think, you know, seeing color, you know, having some bright color mixed in with your, you know, your blacks and navies and whites. You know, I think that it's, you know, like I said, it's spring. You want to have a little bit of color and not be, mm-hmm. you know, completely monotone. So we tried to have, you know, a mix of your basics and then, you know, mixing in and splattering in some brights, but not making it loud. So it's something that, you know, I think that's a delicate balance of being, you know, being seen versus being seen. I think
right.
those are, you know, they're two very different things. And we try, you know, our design team does a great job at kind of towing the line and adding some brightness and making it feel like spring, but also still making it feel, you know, classically styled. So I think all of those things, you know, really go into it, on top of just continuing to go out and do research and learn about what's new in terms of fabrication, in terms of, you know, technology, and how can we make the product become better performing for the golfer. So we're always trying to push the envelope in terms of how can we make the product better? How can we make the product more technically advanced? and you know, and help golfers, you know, with that equation of when they're stepping onto the tee that, you know, their clothing is going to help them perform and is not going to be one additional thing that they're thinking about throughout the round. So not, you know, not tugging at their waistband or, you know, feeling like they've got sweat stains or, you know, all those little things that, you know, you've experienced, trying to take those out of that bigger equation.
Yeah. Or like the annoying tag on the back of your shirt or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, that just drives you crazy.
I know. Beautiful thing. We don't even have tags anymore.
I know. I love it. I love it. That's literally, that's literally the first thing I told my buddy when I played. I'm like, there's no tags on this thing. So he was like, what, really? You know, what's interesting too, is there's a trend that's been going on with not only Callaway apparel, but apparel lines all across the board, where it's almost blurring the lines between golf only clothing and stuff you can wear out or to the office. And, you know, with Callaway apparel, what I really appreciate is I work at a corporate job during the day and I can wear the same style there as I can on the course. Obviously, that's something that is a top of mind focus for you folks, I would guess.
Yeah, I think, you know, always first and foremost, we're making the product to be able to wear on the course, and that the performance elements are always going to be first. But we do want to make, you know, like I said, we want to make styles that are easily understood and, you know, can have some transitional appeal. And that's something we'll always have in the line is, you know, we make some, you know, there are some products that are more, you know, have more of a performance look to them in terms of, you know, having more stretch and, you know, more spandex in there. But we also have some that have, you know, a little bit more of a softer feel to them, that have a little bit more of an, you know, on off course appeal. I think, you know, that's part of the reason why we have a wider variety of product, is that it can appeal to, you know, different segments, and, you know, you can find product within there that can fit different needs for you. Maybe you need a polo shirt that you want to have, you know, you want to be able to wear on the course, but you also want to be able to wear it on casual Friday versus, you know, I need something. I know I'm playing in the Southeast in the middle of the summer. I need something that's going to, you know, keep me dry and cool. And we have something for that too. So, you know, I think having that bit of variety in terms of product, and, you know, for me, that first test of when you go to the store and, you know, rub your fingers on the shirt and say, wow, that feels good. Okay, I'm going to pick this up. You know, I think that test is something that's a major key for us. And I think, you know, having that variety and blend, you can be able to kind of, you know, meet those best of both worlds.
It's funny to hear that. Well, not funny, but I mean, it makes a lot of sense to hear that. You know, Callaway Apparel puts a lot of thought into, all right, well, our consumers could be playing in more than one climate. And, you know, I'm looking at my closet behind me right now, and I've got so many polos. And if my wife was listening to this, she would probably laugh in my face if I were to say, you know, I don't necessarily want to buy two separate sets of golf clothing for different climates that I might play in. And you just kind of described how all the styles for the new line, for example, kind of fit both worlds. I mean, you could be completely comfortable playing in a warmer climate with the same polo as you would wear in a cooler climate, as I just mentioned earlier. I just added a layer on underneath, which is something that you also offer from your previous season's line.
Yeah.
And so it's just a nice compliment for, I love the fact that the seasons kind of flow together within even the styles that you offer.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, that would be a tall task to ask somebody to have two sets of polos, like a home and away set or something like that. But yeah, so we're definitely, you know, we want to make, you know, product that's versatile, that, you know, can be worn, and, you know, kind of, you know, adding a layering effect. That's why, you know, like we talked about with Weather Series, that's always something that's important, is having different weights of layering as well. So your polo is always going to be your base layer. And then it's, are you putting a lightweight piece over and that's enough? Do you need to put a vest over that? Do you need a midweight piece with that? do you have to layer two over? Do you need a wind shirt that goes over? You know, we have kind of all of those varieties of layers that it's essentially your polo is always going to be your base no matter what. And all of the polos are going to have those performance elements that you demand. It's just how then do you layer up depending on your climate and, you know, what your playing condition is there. So, right. You know, I think it's all kind of, you know, having that level of modularity of how do you work from the polo up, because there's not, you know, people aren't making, you know, thermal line polos, and if they are, right. Then good luck with that. But
yeah, that's not something that's not something Alex and I would buy, folks. We're not going to buy no thermal.
No, but, you know, I think, you know, working on that kind of modular layering element is always the way to go. You know, and I think it just depends on, you know, how you have that. So you've got to have variety in terms of your layers of what kind of weights you have. I'm a big vest guy. So, you know, a light quarter zip with a vest over is kind of my way to go. Just keeping it, you know, lighter and bulky but still keeping warm. You know, having that bit of variety in a line, I think is very important. And, you know, we are always, you know, very focused on our outerwear offerings and pride ourselves on having a lot of variety and being able to offer consumers product that can help them deal with any climate or condition.
And I can confirm that you are definitely a vest guy. You were wearing one when we ran into each other in Orlando recently.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You'll see me in a vest more times than not.
Nice.
I like to keep my
So once again, listeners, we're talking to Mr. Alex DiPaolo from Callaway Apparel. Alex, thanks again for coming on to talk a little bit about the spring and summer line. It's absolutely fantastic. It's got swing tech built into it, folks. And I can't say enough about just the comfort and the fit of these pieces. Alex, you've shared a lot about what goes into this new design and what people can expect. But what excites you the most about the new spring and summer line?
It's hard to pick one thing. You know, I think for me, it's really the customer getting to see the work that we've done in the background. And there's been a lot of, you know, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears put into making this change. You know, a lot of people have, you know, I've talked to plenty of them that have had some not so great experiences with Callaway Apparel, say, you know, 5-6 years ago. And it's great for me to hear people like yourself and customers that I meet in the field or whoever it may be that has such, you know, great things to say about the product. I think that gives us, you know, not just myself, but our design team, our sales team, everybody that works on this line, it gives us a lot of pride in that we know what went into changing from where we are or where we were to where we are now. So I think that's just kind of, it's like your little baby. You're seeing now they're all grown up and they're, you know, they're kind of going off into the world on their own and people are starting to respect them as, you know, as the adult that they are now. So we're, you know, I think just seeing that for me is, you know, it's great to see and, you know, it makes me proud to be a part of this, you know, this brand and to, you know, wear this line every day. I think that's something for me. But yeah, I mean, in terms of product, you can't have me choose one. There's too much good stuff.
And that, once again, folks, is proud papa of Callaway Apparel, Alex DiPaolo. Alex, thanks so much for coming on. Go out to CallawayApparel.com. Take a look at all the new styles. Once again, I mean, just another plug. I wear this stuff. It's absolutely fantastic. You're going to love it. And it's affordable. It looks great. It fits great. You're going to love it on the course. Alex, we'll do this again very soon.
All right. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. And best of luck this year.